This is Method Man and the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chillin'. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Check-In.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do, Jalen?
We give the people what they want.
The people will get what they want April 19th when episode 1 and 2 of The Last Dance, the documentary, focused on one season, but really focused on the Bulls and the six championships. Jalen and I have seen episode 1 and episode 2, and we've been counting down till the world gets to see 2. It is time to continue. Jalen Jacoby, The Last Dance Countdown. Jalen, Michael Jeffrey Jordan was speaking with another GOAT this morning, Robin Roberts, on GMA, and he basically explained the circumstances that led to this documentary being called The Last Dance. Here he is talking about the final season with the Bulls.
The beginning of the season, it basically started when Jerry Krause told Phil that, you know, he can go 82-0 and he would never get the chance to come back. And, you know, knowing that I married myself to him, you know, obviously, and if he wasn't going to be a coach, then, you know, obviously I wasn't going to play. So Phil started off the year by saying, this is the last dance. And we played it that way, you know, so mentally it just kind of, it tugged at you throughout the course of the year, you know, but that this had to come to an end, but it also centered our focus to making sure we end it right.
Jalen, how did we get to this place? Now, I know there is literally a 10-episode documentary explaining this, but explain it to the people very succinctly. How did we come to a place where the Bulls, after their second championship in a row, a back-to-back, go into the next season knowing that this will be their last season as this nucleus?
So this is why you come to J&J for exclusivity, because I have all sides of this covered, David Jacoby, and uniquely I have to say one of those is rest in peace to Jerry Krause, because I'm one of the former players that he traded for in the aftermath of this 1998 championship run and played for him as the GM and for the Bulls. Also played against MJ in that squad during that season. And our Pacers coaching staff coached the All-Star game that year because we actually had a better record at the All-Star break than they did. And so it's mind-boggling to me that Jerry Krause as an executive took the opportunity to make it so much about him that he can alienate the second greatest coach in the history of the league, in any list, is Auerbach, Phil Jackson, and Pop. The greatest player of all time, MJ, he got his 30 million seasons later in his career. But to dismiss and to defy Scottie Pippen the way they did, to a point to make him look selfish. And remember, Krause wasn't the owner. Reinsdorf allowed this to happen. For you to tell your coach you can go 82-0 and this will be your final season, knowing that he's tied to Michael Jordan during the same year that Scottie Pippen asked for a trade, I'm not great at international tyranny, but I cannot imagine someone in the area of sports that has tore down a dynasty and made it look worse than Jerry Krause.
Jalen, I just love the idea of you saying the words, I'm not great at international tyranny. You just haven't tried yet. You might be a great international tyrant. You just haven't really applied yourself yet. You're great at a lot of things. Perhaps you would make a great international tyrant. But I do want to remind everybody that they go into such detail into this, and we had the opportunity to see episodes 1 and 2 because we have a special podcast series coming out, Jalen Jacoby's After Show, The Last Dance, where we will be breaking down every single episode in detail with each other and with the director, Jason Hare, in every single episode. Make sure that you subscribe to that podcast and listen to it after every episode you watch of The Last Dance. It is now time for Jalen of the Week. Some very interesting news in the world of basketball today. Jalen Green, one of the top prospects, if not the top prospect, projected to be the number one pick in the 2021 NBA draft, decided not to play in college, decided to go to the G League, and there's a new program where elite prospects like Jalen Green can go to the G League and make $500,000 American dollars to do so. Jalen, do you see other Jalens like yourself foregoing the college experience and going straight to the G League and getting $500,000 to do so?
Well, you know, Jalens are the industry tastemakers. Shout to my lovely mother, Jeannie Rose, who fought off cancer and chemotherapy and is doing a terrific job navigating with my 102-year-old grandmother right now for creating the name Jalen. I believe that when you say $500,000, I want the world to know that's really $250,000. You're going to pay Uncle Sam around 40%. You're going to pay your agent 10%. And then you're going to buy a couple of things. It just happens, including insurance, which is going to take you over that plateau. So you'll bring home maybe $200,000, Jacoby. With that being said, I'm all for playing the game that you love on any level, in any aspect. You're the rec league champion, the guy that always brings us the pickup updates, and they're not paying you six figures to do it. So for somebody to play the game that they love and get paid and hone their craft, I'm all for it. I'm rooting for him. And by the way, that's a dope name. Jalen and Green. See, I was broke.
Jalen Green is great.
I wish that was my last name.
Jalen Green is right. And he decided, he's like, I'm going to go to college and get zero green, or I'm going to go to the G League and get green. And I don't think that this will be a pattern that we see going on for a long time, because soon the one and done rule will be gone and people like Jalen Green will not go to the G League. They'll go to the league. So I think this will just be a couple years where you'll see instances like this. Next, it is time for News That Matters. Now, sometimes people earn reputations, and sometimes those reputations come with people making assumptions about them. And do you know who just debunked a myth today? J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith says not only does he not like Hennessy, he says he hates that bleep. Jalen, were you as shocked as I to learn that J.R. Smith does not only dislike Hennessy, he hates it?
I wasn't shocked, Jacoby, and I... You know, try to keep it 1,000 and talk about adult beverages a lot. Once I got through college, I felt like after Mobb Deep dropped their first album, I had enough Hennessy for the rest of my life. So when I smell it, I feel the exact same way. I love that Rakim and Nas, the OGs, continue to endorse it. But man, I'm with JR here. When he was winning them championships, they photoshopped him with a Hennessy bottle, but he got champagne bottles.
Yeah, yeah. He's drinking the expensive stuff. He graduated from Hennessy. He's on to the expensive champagne, not Prosecco from California, champagne from France.
And I paid my debts to Hennessy, okay? I have.
Oh, no, we all have.
I just have stock company.
I have not purchased a bottle of Hennessy, literally. In 20 years. In 20 years, I have not purchased a bottle of Hennessy. Not that I haven't drinking any,
enough.
But I've not
You've
purchased
invested enough. You're an original investor.
Hennessy. I am. I'm one of the founders of the Hennessy market. Well, some tells me if they asked J.R. Smith about medicinal, the answer would not be the same. When we come back, we'll be joined by future lottery pick in the NBA draft. Tyrese Maxey joins us right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, brought to you by Heineken. Jalen Rose, tell the people who is joining us on the show right now.
I'm really disappointed for so very many reasons that we're under quarantine and couldn't see the end of the NCAA season. Because you know I was going to put Michigan in the Final Four. Don't sleep on Dayton. Don't sleep on San Diego State. But quiet as it's kept, if I had to pick a team to cut down the nets, the Kentucky Wildcats were going to do it. And one of the main reasons why is the gentleman that's joining our show today.
Who's that?
Give it up.
Who's that?
For Tyrese Maxey.
There he is. Tyrese, thank you so much for joining the show, man. I appreciate you taking the time.
I appreciate y'all inviting me. Appreciate y'all having me.
Is it true that you had a fresh fade before the quarantine started, and that's what you look like now?
I did. I got faded up right before the SEC tournament. I was ready to go.
Thank you so much for your show. You mentioned Kentucky, and obviously the head coach of Kentucky, John Calipari. What are some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest lessons that you learned being coached by Coach Cal?
I learned that Coach Cal, one thing I really appreciated that Coach Cal did was coach me hard. So I just learned that, you know, always be coachable, always listen to your elders, and always take the positive side of what he says and don't listen to, you know, how he's delivering it. Just listen to the words that he's giving you.
I really appreciate your game on the floor, your maturity, your family support. Pops was just in the room earlier when we were about to do this video.
Shout out to Pops.
What are some of the things that went into your decision to decide that you were going to leave Kentucky after one season?
I just felt like after one season at Kentucky, I felt like I was ready and I felt like I was prepared. I went, talked it over with my family, and you know, they felt the same way. And I feel like I was ready to make that jump.
So now that you've made the decision to make that jump, as you mentioned, and we are obviously under quarantine conditions, how are you keeping yourself sharp? How are you still working on your game? And what do you, are you able to get a hoop and get some shots up?
Yes, sir. I am able to get a hoop. Thankfully, we have a little private gym real close to my house, and I've been able to work out there. And other than that, just trying to stay toned, push-ups, sit-ups, running around the block in the neighborhood with my mask on, and right now. Just trying to stay ready for whenever they flip the switch and say it's time to roll.
It's crazy that we now live in a society that we're going to be wearing masks. That is the new norm, Jacoby, Ty. Mm-hmm. We're about to be doing that for a minute. That is crazy. You heard that, Jacoby? Yeah. He's getting in shape for the draft. Doesn't know when it's going to be. I wore a red and white pinstripe suit with red gaiters and shook David Stern's hand. How are you going to enjoy when your name is called within the top 7 to 10 picks this year?
I mean, I think we've all, you know, the same way when your name was called, you worked so hard for that accomplishment that, I mean, I don't think it matters where I'm going to be, if I'm here sitting right here behind this camera or if I'm walking across the stage. I think I'm going to have a enjoyment just as much.
So you mentioned the private gym, and Jalen mentioned that your pops is there. Your pops is like he gets buckets. Do you guys go one-on-one? Is he your workout partner? Who are you working out with? Who's rebounding?
And he's going to keep asking you about all hoops that's non-NBA. He's the number one fourth expert. Street ball, backyard, YMCA. You see, he's trying to recruit your pops to come play.
Nah, me and Pops can't play one-on-one no more. That's an automatic argument. He stepped in front of me the other day, and I missed like two shots in a row, and he started talking like, yeah, come on. And then I just had to run off like 8 straight, and then it was an argument after that. So, but no, he went to Washington State back in the day. So, I mean, I really appreciate him. He gives me a lot of tips. He gave me a lot of tips about being, when I went to Kentucky, just about how D1 coaches – how they operate and the defensive aspects, and I really appreciate them.
So I have another question for you, Ty. I see a lot of sneakers behind you, right? And when you were playing for the University of Kentucky, you know, there's a certain type of sneaker that you had to wear. Now, have you been in any discussions, I don't know, with sneaker brands about maybe representing a brand?
Not as of right now. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on getting better. Trying to focus on making this jump, like I said, working out in the gym, running around neighborhood, like I said, with the mask on. And I think all those things will come in due time.
I love your pace and that you have a soft touch finishing around a hoop. If you had to compare your game to someone, who would it be?
Off rip, I'll say a little bit of CJ McCollum, a little bit of Lou Will. I try to take bits and pieces from those guys. I like the way they're able to operate in the mid-range game off the pick and roll, how they make certain reads, and I feel like I can do that at the next level.
You heard those examples, Jacoby? CJ McCollum yep. only gets $125 million to play basketball. Lou Will, you already know he's sixth man of the year so many times. He's about to get it again this year. I love those comparisons because you do get buckets.
Of course. Now, obviously, you've got some strengths. We've seen all the buckets that you got last season with Kentucky. What are the things that you're working on? Like, what are the facets of your game that you're improving the most as you head into the National Basketball Association?
Things that I've really been working on as of late is working on the pick and roll game. I mean, it's so big today in today's game. And just coming off with pace, trying to look at the different reads, reading all the different positions on the court, trying to make all those type of passes because I feel like I'm capable of doing that. And just change the pace, changing the pace. The speed is a lot different at the league in the league, and I feel like with the space, I'll be able to make a lot of plays and make a lot of plays for myself and my teammates.
So are teams trying to communicate with you now via virtual interview or trying to get you to work out or do drills or talk to you about the draft process so far?
No, sir. I don't think that's allowed yet. We haven't heard much. Like I said, I've really just been working by myself with me, my dad, you know, my trainer, and just trying to get better right now.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you, whether walking across the stage and shaking the hand of Adam Silver or accepting something right there where you are now. We cannot wait for it. We are rooting for you, and you are always welcome to come back to Jalen and Jacoby anytime. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank y'all for having me.
We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's so much uncertainty in the sports world right now, especially in the NFL. The draft is coming up. How's that going to go? Is the season going to start on time? Will it be a shortened season? Will there be fans in the seats? We don't know any of these things, but what we do know is this. There are over-underlines at the Caesars Sportsbook that you can bet on, and a couple of them are very interesting. Obviously, the news of the summer in the NFL was Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay to play for the Buccaneers. And last season, they went 7-9. And this season, their over-under is only set at 9-7. Jalen, do you think the GOAT, the greatest quarterback of all time, is worth more than two extra wins for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
You're a highly trained professional. Did you actually call them Tampa Bay? Is that
yes,
what
I
heard?
Yes, I did. I just think it's the funniest thing in the world that he tried to make Tampa Bay happen. He tried to make Tampa Bay happen, and I'm here for it.
He tried to trademark it. It didn't work. We'll see if your nickname does. I think that that's about right, Jacoby. 10 wins for Tampa Bay. 9-10 wins for the Pats.
The Pats are runners at 8.5.
Different expectations when you lose an all-time great quarterback. I'm just happy that Tom can live his best life, do what he want to do, get $50 million and have fun. At this point,
I also love the idea that he's at Jeter's house right now. You heard that he just calls up. He texts Derek every time there's a problem around the house. You know, Derek is so tired of getting calls from Tom Brady. He delegated that. He's like, just talk to my assistant. I don't care if the water's not hot enough. All right, you can talk to somebody else about that. I'm too rich to deal with your problems. Jalen, one thing I find really interesting is Caesars is putting out these over-unders. And you put an over-under the Patriots at 8.5. They're lowest since 2003. And you don't even know who the quarterback is going to be for that team. You don't even know who the quarterback is going to be, yet you put out an 8.5 as a win total. Do you think that that win total will go up as the quarterback position starts to be solidified?
I think it should just be higher because they still have a core defense, including Stephon Gilmore, the defensive player of the year on that side of the football. That sounds like 6 or 7 wins, then I feel like you get any moderate quarterback play, that should be about two or three wins. So they should inchworm 9 or 10. Like, I really believe having Belichick and that dynamic should still put them in position to have a record similar to Tampa Bay.
Jalen, I've seen some wrong answers on the game show Jeopardy before, but I've never seen anything like this.
One of the topics covered in a Major League Baseball course at Arizona State is this player who broke the color barrier in 1947. Shauka.
Who is Babe Ruth?
Nope. Nathaniel.
Who is Jackie Robinson?
He said Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth broke the color barrier. Okay.
I hope she doesn't go to USC.
Oh, she goes
to
USC.
Be a white guy and break the color barrier.
She goes to USC.
Is that fair?
Oh my God, that was hilarious. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.
Tyrese, thanks for sticking around, because when we do the actual show, the television show, the social media show, the executives see that, you know? So we always say we give the people what they want, and this is the podcast exclusive. It's a little looser. Okay. So I want to ask you some questions about how you expect to deal with the off-court stuff, the influx of money, the attention, the girls coming out of the woodwork, the friends that need loans, and all of that that comes with being an NBA player.
I mean, we haven't talked about it much yet, but I mean, I think is my family support is going to be a big thing for me. I mean, I've been with my family like all my life. They've always been a part of decisions that we make. We always make decisions together, and I feel like that's how we're going to make them now. No change.
Tyrese, we're quarantining. This is the perfect time on social media to do some buzzwords with your name and delete any of those posts. Just giving you some words of wisdom. You may not have any that you're not proud of, but I would have had a lot that I'm not proud of. So I'm just giving some words of wisdom. With that being said, during this period of time, who are some of the people on IG that you look at their pages and you're like, you know what? They're having a good time and they're making me appreciate this process. The other people, and you're like, you know what? Their page is kind of ratchet.
Trae Young is having a really good time, it seems like. Shaq's family is having a really good time.
Mm-hmm. He is. That's a good one. Video game challenge, playing the horse.
Why Trae Young shooting on an 8-foot hoop, though? Why is Trae Young shooting on an 8-foot hoop with a bent rim? You know,
I don't know.
He looks like he got his forehead at the rim. He got his forehead at the rim. I'm like, come on, Trae, I know that's adjustable.
Let him live, man. He on this rookie deal. Who else pages you been checking out? Or who else you see living their best life? Or because the other day I had to get on, who was that, Lil Boosie and Tory Lanez? Because if you're going to be giving away money on your page, it can't be because they twerking. Like, come on, y'all setting us back 25 years. Like, serious.
Facts. No, facts. Who else is having – I am Desi Banks. He has a great – he seems like he's having a good time right now. Mm-hmm. He just being funny, making funny videos. It's a lot of people that I've been watching. De'Aaron Fox is playing the game so much right now. I know he's loving
it. He's so fast. I say that every time his name come up.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching him when I was in eighth grade, and he was a junior in high school. He was moving.
How does it feel to be a part of a lineage at Kentucky where, you know, because Coach Cal is my guy. Jacoby, we talk about this all the time. I look down at my phone and one day Jacoby might look up and he might lose me because I'm Cal's assistant. That is my guy.
I hope so. I can't wait.
And Jacoby can't wait. So what is it like to be coached by him and a part of that lineage of like great Kentucky players that know if you go there, you listen, you put in work, he getting you ready for the next level?
That's the thing. It's like a culture. And you know going in, coming in, that he's going to coach you. He's going to coach you extremely hard, but he wants the best for you. At the end of the day, he wants you to move on to the next level and be successful. That's one reason why I wanted to go there, and I wanted to be a part of this legacy and I wanted to be the next man up.
So Jalen and I grew up idolizing Michael Jordan, watching his games, watching every single finals game and all the championships. And someone of your age didn't get the opportunity to do that. You will get an opportunity to sort of relive the Jordan experience this Sunday with the documentary, The Last Dance. So when I ask you, it's unfathomable to me that you didn't grow up watching Jordan games. Like when I say Michael Jordan to you, what first comes to mind?
My father, probably. That's all he talks about. I mean, like he's always messing with me about, man, y'all new kids, this new age. Y'all want to be friends with each other off the court and
now nah, yes! Jordan was yes, Pop
was killing. Ain't nobody was his friend. He had no friends. That's probably the first thing that comes to mind.
Are you looking forward to watching The Last Dance?
I am. I can't wait to sit down with him and my uncle so they can argue about Jordan and Kobe. And it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Who do you think so far in the NBA should be this season's MVP?
Oof. I really like what – I mean, we could say LeBron's the MVP every year. But, I mean, I really like what he's doing right now. I mean, everybody kind of counting him out a little bit, you know, saying he's getting old. And it's year 17, he's still putting up numbers that are ridiculous. And I feel like he deserves it right now.
So you've seen Jalen's draft suit, right? And one of the reasons that Jalen had two suits, one was green because he thought he was going to get drafted by the Seattle, and one was red because he thought he was going to get drafted by the Clippers. So two questions. Number one, do you have Drip already prepared for draft?
Ooh.
Oof. Nah, we haven't really talked about it yet, but I know I'm going to come with something. Something, you know, I got to come with something.
It's time to start. It's time to start thinking about it because I know you want something You're custom. Right, It's time to start thinking about it. I got a big question. Isn't it just us?
Okay.
No, you know what? We're not even recording this. It's just us talking. There are a couple teams you're looking at like, oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind playing with them, or I wouldn't mind being in that city. You don't have to say I want to play for this team, but maybe a few. Right. Maybe a few that you wouldn't mind playing it. Yeah. You know
who's they better be picking in the lottery. They better be picking within 7 and 10. Otherwise, he going to be gone. Mark my words.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, this is, I guess it's the politically correct answer. Like, it doesn't really matter to me. But, I mean, if I had to pick, like, a city or something, maybe Miami. Mm. I live in Dallas. So, well, I live in Garland, but it's right up the street from Dallas. So, Dallas would be cool. Mm. And New York always, I mean, just playing in the Garden. I got to play in the Garden one time. But, I mean, it felt like home, so.
Dope.
Oh, I love it.
Dope.
I love it. Come to the Knicks. We need some excitement. We need some of your excitement over here in Madison Square Garden. Inject the Garden with some excitement.
So we asked him about a nostalgic GOAT basketball player in Michael Jordan. And since you're from Texas, I want to ask you about nostalgic hip-hop artists like UGK, who I love. Like the Ghetto Boys. Do you have those nostalgic artists from Texas that you ride for, and who are you repping these days?
See, we didn't really have, you know, artists like that in Texas. I mean, we have some lower dudes, some lower people, underground people. But as of right now, I listen to a little bit of everybody. I mean, I have an old soul, you know, because from my family, you know, I live with both my grandmothers. So, like, they always had me listening to, like, the Temptations and stuff like that.
Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Cleaning Up on Saturday.
Great music. It's great music. And it just, like, cleanses my soul. It feeds my soul with great energy. So, I mean, I like listening to stuff like that.
Well, listen, Tyrese, I want to thank you for coming through. You're welcome to come back anytime. We look forward to you being drafted to the New York Knickerbockers on draft night. I can't wait. I'm going to bring a sign during your first game in the Garden. Appreciate you coming through. You're welcome to come back anytime, man.
Appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks for the love.
You have a good day.
All right. Jalen Rose, we'll be back tomorrow with a new podcast. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.